Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you, dear friend. God bless you. This is Bishop Barron. I want to thank you so, so much for releasing the miracle dollars or more. Listen, friend, by now you should have already received the powerful success workbook that I sent you. I need you to follow the instructions. I need you to begin to work on the book. It's imperative. It's key that you begin to start your assignments and follow my instructions that I've given you in my book. This is the beginning stage. This is the beginning steps of a transformational change in your finances. This is the beginning of new breakthroughs that you will begin to cause to manifest in your life. Your persistence, your diligence, is key. Do you not know that many people fail in their life because they don't move into diligence? They're not focused? A lack of focus will open up the door to poverty. By now, you should have already again received your ebook. Perhaps you've already received your email, your prophecy from the company of prophets. If you haven't as of yet, keep an eye on your inbox. It's on its way. Now prepare yourself, prepare your heart for the word of the Lord from myself and my wife, Prophetess Michelle. And so know, Sister Sylvia Santos, that this is an hour and this is your season of great deliverance. God says, rest assured, you will rise to the top. And you will see that your gift shall be the thing that shall cause you to prosper. Do not procrastinate. Do not be indecisive, for these things will rob you of the things that you believe in me for. For the Lord says unto thee, Prophetess Sylvia Santos, I'm removing the stress and I'm removing the tension. And you're going to find that some prophecy around sales or something of that nature or something with products is going to cause you to prosper. You're going to be very successful in this season. So what is the Lord saying? That you're going to be able to sell your name, your gifts, and your talent. For the Lord says, you shall partake of great wisdom and great glory. For the Lord says, you're heading to the top, and you're going to head over the top. Be prepared, because freedom is at hand. And you're going to find, Sister Sylvia, that you're going to break those chains. You're going to break the chains that you assisted in putting upon yourself. And I know certain things concerning family and others was not right. But the longer you held on to it and the longer you felt bitterness and anger, you added into the chains and you deepened the effects of what was said and done. But the Lord says, I free thee in this hour. I free thee in this season. Even some childhood conditioning, I'm breaking that as well too. So no woman of God, the childhood hangups are going to be addressed in the season, and you're going to move forward and you're going to take some bold steps and some bold moves. Yes. You'll move. Yes, you might even do some relocating. Be open for that. Don't get angry. Don't allow emotional tantrums to have their... Don't get into irrational revenge, emotional revenges. But trust me, because God said, I got a better place for you. I'm going to open up greener pastures and better places for thee, saith the Lord.
And God bless you, Sister Santos. I further hear the word of the Lord say to you in this season, this is the season to write it down and make it plain. For Father God says, this is the season to have the plan. For Father God says, this is the season to begin to make sure you're keeping your physician appointments. I hear Father God saying there's an appointment with a doctor in this season. Father God says, make sure you follow up concerning dental appointments. I also hear Father God says, speaking in the area of podiatrists, as well as getting your eyes examined. But Father God says, this is the season of the overall checkup. Father said, you're building in this season. This is a firm foundational season. I also hear Father God saying, make time for rest. But Father God says, he's working inside out in this season. I even hear Father God saying, this is the season to focus on your body and your health. Father God says, this is the season where you're going to even implement a new exercise program. I don't know if you're doing anything with walking or running. I do hear Father God says regular exercise should be scheduled in this season. I also hear Father God saying this is the season where you're going to pay attention to detail. But Father God says it's in the season of detail that's going to bless you. Father God says this is the season to press in and press on. Father God says show yourself friendly in this season. But Father God says this is the season where individuals, I even hear God speaking to me in reference to your place of employment. Now, woman of God, I don't know if you're working right now, but I hear Father God saying get your ideas out there. For Father God says people are going to be very receptive in this season and people are going to want to be around you. So Father God says this is the season not to stay home and isolate yourself. I hear Father God saying show yourself friendly in this season for individuals who are watching. Now, I further hear Father God saying real estate and property. Father God says real estate and property are beckoning in this season. Father God says fix up where you're living to move on. For Father God says this is the season where he's going to bless concerning real estate, property, and land. Now, Father God says anything having to do with family. Now, I'm looking at family and inheritance, yet I'm also looking at just family and benefits. Father God says this is the season to ask for what you desire. Father God says ask and it shall be given, knock and the doors have been opened. And that's the word of the Lord.
And so know, woman of God, that the Lord says continue the negotiations, continue the communication. For the Lord says that you are initiating some real blessings and some surprising things that is going to be coming your way. For the Lord says you shall make your own faith and your blessing. I want you to circle October the 8th, October the 8th. Something good could very well open up for you. Circle that date on your calendar because God says you're going to make things work in your favor. You're going to embrace the new. Then I want you to circle October the 23rd. Something involving money, perhaps, or maybe your concern is going to relate to finances or credits or loans or something of that nature. But yet God says it's going to be to you. The Lord says that as I'm about to close, prepare, because you're setting yourself up, and you're going to see, woman of God, that the wind of change is blowing in your direction. The wind of change is blowing in your direction. So the Spirit says, prepare, because this month and next month is going to be quite supportive to you. Now prepare yourself, because God will say unto thee that the next several months are going to be major and major, major for you. I want you to watch the 25th of this month, something possibly surrounding pipings or something surrounding water. And if you're renting someplace, woman of God, make sure that you have renter's insurance or water insurance. Just something around water. Have pipes or look at pipes or something surrounding water is what I'm hearing the Spirit of the Lord say unto me. Thank you. Thank you so much, Sister Sylvia Santos, for the miracle, miracle, miracle seed. Okay, the Lord says Cupid, Cupid, Cupid. It seems like Cupid is going to be behind every tree working hard on your behalf because I don't know why I'm seeing a relationship opening up for you as well. Maybe an ex. Who knows? Just be open to what God is desiring to bring into your life because I see a smile on your face. Get ready because God's going to give you a plum assignment that's going to appear out of nowhere, but it's going to bless you. It's going to have lasting effects, and it's going to be able to stabilize your finances. Be out, go about, and be about, even in this hour. Bless you, woman of God, because the ideal job is waiting for you. God bless.